Colorado was once considered a Republican state, but over the last few years, it's become increasingly Democrat. For instance, the last three presidential elections have been in favor of Democratic candidates. And again this year, pollsters see Colorado leaning Democrat, but the state itself is still divided, especially in smaller, more rural communities. For more, we're joined by Colorado Public Radio's Binta Birklin. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Binta, you recently spent some time in Berthoud, Colorado, which is just south of Fort Collins, and you talked to voters there. In some ways, the town is representative of other small towns that make up the state. Tell us more about it.
That's right. It has less than 10,000 people, and it's very quaint. It's surrounded by farms and feels rural, yet it's about an hour from Denver, closer to Boulder, and some of these large population centers in the state. And the county it sits in is almost evenly split between registered Democrats and Republicans, and actually the majority of voters are unaffiliated. But in 2016, President Donald Trump won Berthoud by a comfortable margin, even though he lost in Colorado.
When you talked with Republican voters there in Berthoud, what were some of the issues motivating their continued support of President Trump?
Still this idea that he's not a typical politician. One person did tell me that he's the lesser of two evils. And others, like Vance Bunker, really like some of Trump's policies. One of Bunker's top issues is gun rights. He's 53 years old, and he's a home builder.
I'm probably going to be voting for President Trump. He's not your normal politician. I like his foreign policy. I think the rest of the world is half scared of what he's going to do, and I like that idea. I'm glad that he's bringing troops home, and we need to get out of there.
Has President Trump's illness with COVID-19 impacted at all folks like this gentleman that you spoke with and their support of him?
Not that I've heard. I've reached back out to some of those Trump supporters, and they say they all wish him well. They hope he and his family recover, but it doesn't change anything for them. One person said of the president getting coronavirus that it was probably bound to happen.
Throughout the campaign, President Trump has evoked the need to protect the suburban way of life. Is that a message resonating with voters? Is there any sense that cities are driving the state's progressive shift?
Yes, I think to some degree that's exactly right. It's also for some people about preserving what they see as the American way of life. And they feel that some people are trying to change the fabric and some of the freedoms this country's founded on. And Jackie Nelson, who's Vance's wife, you know, she's originally from Montana, and she sees it almost as this larger rural-urban divide. And she doesn't think the country right now is set up for people to have productive discussions on really contentious issues facing the country.
You know, something else this year has been defined by the pandemic, but also the country's division around issues of racial justice and policing. And we tend to focus on places like Kenosha and Portland, but Berthoud has not escaped those divisions. What do you find?
Yeah, it hasn't, even though it's more homogenous racially than some larger urban areas. But the town has had some Black Lives Matter protests, and then it had a Back the Blue rally to support law enforcement. And the protests were contentious, and the city is looking into how law enforcement handled everything. A recent Black Lives Matter protest was canceled after counter-protesters said they would show up in force. And the organizers were worried after the last presidential debate, after President Trump told the Proud Boys to stand by.
How else does this play out among residents there? How are they thinking about the election?
People are very divided. I talked to Mike Solter, and the issue of racial justice is top of mind for him. He's 38 years old. He grew up in the area, not in Berthoud, but not far away. And then he lived in Alaska for a decade and recently moved back. He's one of the few Black residents in this mostly white town.
Feels like we're going back to the times when open racism is okay, when it's okay to just declare that something is fake and people will believe you. And that genuinely concerns me.
And what's interesting is, you know, he's supporting Biden, and his neighbors on either side had Trump signs in their front yards. And he introduced me to one of his next door neighbors. Her name is Stacy Ligner. He was dropping off a watermelon for her from his garden. And she's white. She's in her 50s. She has a very different take on the country's divisions.
I personally don't think that there is a racial thing. That's my belief. Everybody is the same. Whether you are black or white, you're still the same. And I'm tired of people saying, well, I'm black, so this is why I'm getting treated that way. Quit your whining.
That's really an interesting situation there, where you have two neighbors who regularly talk to each other and are giving each other gifts, but they believe very different things about this particular issue.
And what's interesting is Solter's daughter, who's a ninth grader, was the person who organized the Black Lives Matter protests. And she told me she's heard some racist comments at school. And for her, you know, it's her lived experience. And she said she feels like a lot of people don't understand that or don't even believe that.
That's Binta Berklin from Colorado Public Radio with a glimpse of a divided town in Colorado ahead of the election. Thank you.
Thanks.